Yeah. People are
you
crazy.
You have to dip in.
No, I
It'll
don't
put
have
you
to.
In a better mood.
How dare you?
That's one of the benefits. It's
How
supposed
dare
to.
You? Maybe I like my mood.
Anyway. What happens when you combine a design-loving, big city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I'm ready.
Get us in. I don't even know what episode it is. Oh, no. Wait, 58.
Are we 58? Okay, 58. Seems like we just did 55. All right.
It does. Yeah, we're confused. It's fine. Go ahead.
Welcome, everybody, to Designer Cornbread, episode 58.
That's right. We're still here.
We are still hanging on. Kind of.
Kind of. We acted like it's been forever and a day. We've had all kinds of adventures, mostly Joni. So I really, it's going to be an all Joni episode pretty much. I mean,
oh gosh,
I've got a couple things, but she's got her big trip to talk about. Basically, I just need to share that my house last week reached its peak disaster level, like every room of my house. Living room, dining room, breakfast, family, every room was a complete disaster. My bedroom.
So did your kids come home or did you clean out?
No, none of that.
Oh, you had your whole little show there.
I did. So I just stopped doing everything, just came to a total standstill, which is totally fine. No big deal. You know, it's for a time, but I've never had every single room. I hadn't unpacked from DC, so I had an open suitcase in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Stuff. And it almost took me out, but it's fine. We got it. We're coming
sounds
back.
Like mine. Sounds like mine right now because I am coming in from Branson and the boys were all home. And it's just like all of a sudden the Tasmanian devil gets unleashed in your house. I'm like, what?
They were home what? While y'all yeah. were out of town?
Well, okay, so they had fall break beginning Thursday.
Okay.
And we came home Friday.
Okay.
So, but I mean, just for the weekend, I'm like, good grief.
Good grief is right. I mean, no, I had no, Hudson was out of town. No, it was just the combination of our living room is all wackadoodle because Tim's finishing the shelves and we're almost done with the bookshelves. I painted some shelves today. That's why I've got black paint all over me. You're like, nice yeah. manicure.
That's really cute. Some fandango. I mean, this day and time. I mean, everybody's got all these designs on their neck. No, can't keep up with it.
I don't do that. I can only do one color.
My students come in. They've got fingernails as long as my arm. And I'm like, you're not cooking like that. I'm like, how do you do anything?
I don't know.
How do you zip your pants?
I don't know. That's a good question. They wear so many sweatpants, they maybe don't even have to zip anymore.
I don't know. I mean, it's just...
I don't even know anyway. Either. But these girls are... They're
so how up. Did your... Tell us how your... you went to...
The trade... I had a little trade show. Yes, my products were at Saks Fifth Avenue.
At Saks. It was Saks. Okay. That didn't sound right to me. Yes. Holly is famous. You can find her as featured in Saks.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, we were in the bottom level at the gallery level here in St. Louis, and we had it. There was a little trade show, and it went very well. I was very, I was very happy with it. It was a good thing that I did. I got some, some leads to follow up on. Some people that I chatted with mm-hmm. that I think might be, it'd be really fun to get in their stores and work with them. So I'm going to follow up this week. But it was fun. You know, it's a good thing. It's not. It wasn't out of my comfort zone, but it's not my comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of talking, which is fine. It's fine. But I really met a lot of nice people. And the other vendors, my little vendor neighbors next to me, they're just, you know, wonderful, wonderful ladies. And it was pretty well attended. So, yeah. And the thing about it, too, really is it got me the whole experience. It was kind of really a nice crash course into get ready to wholesale. And, like, now I have my line sheet made. Of course, did I find a mistake on it the day of? Absolutely, I did. Did I totally put the wrong picture on the wrong thing on one part of it? I absolutely did. Did I not have a couple pieces of an earring display when I got there? I absolutely did not have them. And
Colleen, was like, you suck, Colleen.
I really suck. Thanks a lot, Jody.
And you're welcome.
But you know, that it happens.
It's part of the experience. Yes.
And you just move on. You figure it out. Not a big deal. But all that is to say that everything... once I tweak, you know, just a couple little editorial things, but I have all my self set up now. I mean, I still have stuff I got to figure out, but I feel like I can talk to shops now. I have something to hand them. So it really was like a crash course in making you get ready so that you can do wholesale. So I think it was that in my mind was a big success.
Good.
So I didn't fall on my face. I did drop my whole Yeti full of water as I was leaving, trying to get my hands were full. I had my cup and I'm trying to get out after we tore down.
I'm not laughing at you.
That was great. It was great. It was awesome. Yeah, but you know, they didn't have a doorstop. I'm like, can we get a doorstop? Literally.
Yeah, that's seriously.
There was no doors. There's two sets of doors. You got to go through two sets of glass doors. There's no doorstop. And not to be dissing people, but this is what you have to deal with sometimes. You just never know. There's only steps to get up into the garage. There was no ramp. So all these people brought their wagon, you know, to load in their stuff. Now I had a big bag. I have one of those giant Hulken, I don't know what the name, but big giant rolly bags that are really, really cool. So I had that so I could kind of lift it and carry it down easily, but these poor people that were having wagons and whatnot.
With wagons and
Yeah, I was like, you know, so, but it was a very nice space and it was a very good time. So that's that. I couldn't move the next day. I felt like I'd run over by a truck because I had to stand up for 6+ hours, you know, and I'm old. People listen. It's just what it is.
So this is my cooking every day.
I don't have my retail legs. I don't have them. I worked retail for years.
It's pretty rough. Yeah.
And when you break yourself in, everything hurts, your back hurts, and then you get over it. But I don't have it anymore at all. So I was
Ordered some Hoka. Is it Hoka? Is that how you say tennis shoes?
Oh, good. Good. Oh, that'll be good.
I usually have, Brooks and a friend of mine, and I've been looking at them and thinking maybe I need to just go that direction. But a friend of mine said, okay, yeah, I used to wear Brooks, and she said, now I'm loving these.
Oh, okay. So well, I'm hoping that's important.
That will take some pain.
Yeah. That'll help you a lot.
We'll see. They come in Thursday, so
I'll give
you a report next week.
We want to hear all about it.
If anybody out there has a suggestion for, you know, when you're on concrete all day running around, and it's pretty bad, but
it's all the people in restaurants too. You know, that's where they wear those really. Like the shoes you're talking about, those really cushy chef shoes and all that. So yeah, other than that, because I'm going to let you talk about your trip, I will say I just want to give a little shout out to my dad. You know what he did Friday night? My dad is 84 years old, and he went to the prom, the pool. He went to a prom on Friday night.
What?
With the Pujols Family Foundation every year, of course. I think they might do it twice a year. They do. Yeah. There's prom for Down syndrome and special needs kids. It's a big part of the foundation, big Down syndrome charity, and among other things. And it was at the Ritz-Carlton, and he talked to me earlier in the day. And I said, well, what are you up to? He said, well, I'm going to go over to the Ritz-Carlton to the prom tonight. I said, well,
you know, okay. I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. No. That does not...
Listen, I was ready for the, now granted I was exhausted, but like he's 84 years old, and my dad, not only is he still working because he'll never stop, he loves it. And he's just when he gets that creative juices going, he still has all that ability. Thank the Lord. It's a blessing. But he also, when he gets interested in, he still does the things like this that he's interested in, that he's passionate about, that he loves to not give back in maybe the hugest ways, you know, that some people do, but in his way, and supporting and being there, whether it's this or musical things that he loves to go to. He's taken me to a concert this Sunday. We're going to and I'm just, I don't know how he does it. So that's all I'm going to say. I hope I got those genes, because.
Well, that's what it's about. You know, I mean, you give what you can and you do what you can do. And, mm-hmm. and that's what it's about, because yeah. I mean, I can't look in 10 years. I know I'm not going to be able to keep going like mm-hmm. I'm going, mm-hmm. but hopefully I'll do, you know, what I can for who right. I can
and it's,
when
it's,
I can.
It's so much about what he, one of the things he's teaching me and has taught me so well is that idea of just maintaining your interests, mm-hmm. your passions and your interest in life are what keep you alive and living life. Now, he's had hard things. This is not, you know, very hard things actually. But he still yeah. loves to meet with people and do things and support this, you know, concert or go to this, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just very cool example to me of having interests and doing things that you're interested in and that you love right. and whether they be little or big. Anyway, I just thought he went to the prom. So he said, I'm not going to dance with anybody because my dad's not really. I said, Dad, you don't tell me if one of those little precious girls comes
That's
up
exactly
to you.
Exactly right.
You're not going to dance. He said, well, you're right. I said, you
will dance.
Not tell me. I said, I don't know how dance. You'll do it, but you will not say no to those precious.
Again, he's my hero.
Oh, well, mine too. So there you go. We can all share.
Okay.
All right.
Before I, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to make you talk the rest of the time.
Well, before we get into my trip, my fall break trip, I want to talk a little bit of football.
Oh, please do.
And we recorded early Saturday because I was leaving, so none of the games had happened, and Mississippi State didn't play anyway. It was our bye week. Mm-hmm. But let's just talk about Iowa State football. Caleb sends me a text and says, so you and Holly are going to want to talk about Iowa State uniforms. I said, Caleb, I don't talk about uniforms. You'll have to talk to Aunt Holly. She talks about uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I said, oh, you're going to want to talk about these. And then he sends me a video. Y'all, when a uniform can go wrong, and I didn't look, but I can almost guarantee you that they did not wear those uniforms this week. I could guarantee you.
Well, you sent it.
So
I'll let her tell, but she sent it to me and called me and said, you've got to look at these. And
I'm just going to say their pants.
It's not good.
Were nude colored.
Yeah.
They had red mm-hmm. uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, red tops, jerseys. Red jerseys mm-hmm. with, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it signifies, but they had lines on them and that all signifies something. And it was some throwback, but then they had white t-shirts on, like underneath it, that were kind of hanging down and
mm-hmm.
hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had on socks pulled up to the knees. So when these fellas walked out and they're playing, y'all, it looks like they're playing in their tidy whiteys.
Yeah. Really, you guys.
I mean,
it was.
I mean, it's horribly wrong. And those pants, they're so tight.
Well,
they're tight on their legs because they're tight. Those. And
y'all looked like they didn't have no pants on. It looked like they didn't have no pants on, or that they were, like you said, in their tidy whities if their shirt was untucked. It was unfortunate. I don't know what else to say. It's like you want someone to, at these schools, to look at these things from a bird's eye view or a TV view and go,
well, but by that time, it's probably a little too late.
It is, but I'm saying, like, you should already have done that. Like, you should already know.
I don't know.
Now,
right.
You know, I'll have to say that on some of the black players, it looked better because their skin wasn't the same color.
But I'm going to post this picture because I'm going to post okay. what Caleb
Good.
Sent me.
Good.
Because this is the one in this picture. He is black, but all you see is his arm. So if you're not really looking at his arm, I mean, he's the one, he's got on the jersey and the white t-shirt.
Oh, gotcha. So and if that, you can't see.
I mean, that yep. looks so much like a big old pair of tidy whities.
Oh boy.
That, listen, y'all, it is unfortunate.
Well,
that's
that
all
is,
I'm going to say.
That is unfortunate. And you know who we know that lives in Iowa?
He probably designed them.
Dr. Brilliant.
Let's blame it.
Listen, speaking of that, I didn't even say that to him. He was so here over the weekend. He came in real quick, and so we saw him a couple of times. And as he was leaving, I was watching football, and he said something about, does Iowa play today? And I went, I don't know. I looked at him like he had three heads, and I was like, I don't know. What do I care about Iowa? And he was like, well, Northwestern, you know, and he had to tell how they won their whatever. And I said, that's great. I said, I apologize. But I should have taken that opportunity to tell him about the week before when
Iowa
are
State.
They? Cornhusker? No, wait. What are
Iowa
they?
State. I'm not sure what they
are.
Oh,
it was Iowa State. Okay, I don't know what they
are. Yeah, it was Iowa State. So listen, y'all can go. It is the Iowa State TCU game.
Yeah.
You can probably Google it.
Oh, sure.
Then, and yeah, I'm sure there are all kinds of pictures. But yeah.
We're going to call them the nudies, the naked nudies. Iowa nudies. After Tim's brother. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. And you know what makes me happy about this whole story, to be honest, is that Caleb, I call him Blub, was paying attention to the uniforms and is now making sure that we know about uniform situations in college
football.
That's
right. They have mocked you.
I feel they have mocked me, but I feel that my message is getting out there. So I'm going to say... I don't know.
Oh, y'all, it's so bad. It is so bad.
I watched a little bit, of course, but I was so pleased that there's a player on the Tennessee team and his name is Squirrel White. His name
I have
is Squirrel.
Missed that.
As they much kept saying, look at Squirrel. And I thought, and I'm sure it might just be a nickname. A lot of times they just call them nicknames, but they kept saying Squirrel White. And I thought, well, that just makes me happy that Tennessee has a player named Squirrel. So. It was great. I was like, yes, you do.
Of course we do. All right.
Okay. Well, so tell us about your adventures.
Okay. So I went to Branson. And really it was just a farewell tour, is what it was. Because
that sounds horrible.
Well, that's what it was. I mean, I don't know that I would have gone this year, but but our beloved homestead picker, Danny Eakin, is retiring this year. And matter of fact, he's retiring at the end of October. And
he's not even going through Christmas?
No.
Wow.
He has to have some surgeries and stuff.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But, you know, I mean, I'll just tell you, I had a moment as I'm sitting there watching, you know, probably the last time that I'll see him play. I just thought, you know, I mean, he has been there since our children, Holly, were little.
Yeah.
And they have welcomed them up on stage, and they've put that crazy chicken hat on them. Mm. And, you know, Danny makes
on,
all these
on your
animal,
kids, because my kids would never go up there.
My kids
but they watched.
You know, and you know, Caleb has laughed and laughed and laughed at all Danny's animal noises that he do when he's, you know, and really, I kind of credit them with Caleb loving, I mean, he started wood carving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He has, did I tell you he bought a fiddle?
You did. You did.
So, I mean, he started, and I really, Caleb's not the one that I would have thought, you know, when they were young, oh, he'll be my silver dollar city kind of dude.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
he is, you know, and I really credit them because they were just so welcoming and loving. And of course they knew us as Thelma and Louise and remembered us from time to time.
That always amazed me. Cause I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that go, down there to Silver Dollar City
and come through there.
Think of how many shows they do a day for all. And that to actually remember, and they do that with other people. I mean, they remember, they're just,
that kind of personalities. And yeah. It was always amazing. So,
So it was that. And
was it a good show? I mean, did you?
Oh, of course.
You did know, he play you a special song?
They did. They did the, I already forgot the name of it. Yay, Joni. You know, the one he wrote for his friend who died in the war, Andy, behind the sun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, so it was just, I'll post a picture. I got a picture with.
I love that picture with you, with him.
It was I thought it was a really good picture.
It is. It's a great picture.
You know, and it was so genuine. I mean, you know, here I am I'm thinking of all he's poured into us, but he just hugged me and hung on to me and thanked us for being so fun and so entertaining. And, you know, and I was just like, oh gosh, it's wild.
That is anyway, sweet.
So it was just a sweet, it was a sweet moment.
Well, congratulations, Danny. I wasn't able to come down there and see you, but you know that I love you and we love the Pickers. And so congratulations on your retirement.
Retirement.
And go fishing or go do whatever it is that you want to do.
That's right.
That's right.
Go play with your hound dog. and of course they're closing Fire in the Hole. Now they are reopening. They're making a new Fire in the Hole, but it's not going to be our 1972 version of Fire in the Hole. I am 100% sure.
No, but you know what? I'm really glad, that they're redoing it and not just replacing it. In fact, John and Tim didn't know that. So I showed them the video. They hadn't seen whoever posted that. So I showed them, I said, yeah, they're redoing it and it won't be the same, but I showed them the video and, in JVB's words, I'm in because it's still, it'll be fun. Yeah. It's still the ball knobbers and the fire and the corny, you know, it won't be the same.
Yeah. No.
But I was so, we were all glad that, okay, they're keeping that storyline going and that quirky.
It's nostalgia.
It
you
is.
Know, it was there in 1972, which is practically my entire life. And my aunt, before I ever started going to camp, my aunt lived over in Kimberling City, which is right outside of Branson. So I have literally been going to Silver Dollar City my entire life.
Yep.
And that was at one time the only roller coaster that was in the park. I mean, that was it. And so that's what we rode. And so it's a lot of nostalgia.
And it's been the same. It's the same little, I'm sure they fixed it, but the same, for those of you who haven't ridden it or don't know what we're talking about, it's an indoor roller coaster. So you go into a building and the whole thing is indoor. And really, you just kind of ride through like the first, most of the ride is you just kind of riding through on your roller coaster and you're looking at different scenes of the bald knobbers coming and setting fire to the town and the fire. And there's all kinds of sounds and mute, you know, oh, he lost
Red
his pants.
Flanders, and, put your pants on, you know.
Get your pants on. I mean,
can't.
It's
the bald knobbers done took them.
It's corny. And it's these, what are those called? Like, I want to call it animatronics, but they're people. Is that, you know what I mean?
I don't know. They look like mannequins.
They
look
like people, but that are moving and all these scenes that you're going through. So it's just like a whole corny story.
It's a story, yeah.
And then at the end, there's kind of an exciting.
And the bridge is out.
Right.
And
So the train's coming. There's a little roller coastery fun part at the very end.
Yes.
But it's just this whole nostalgic thing. So that has just been the same. I mean.
Yeah. So I was a little disappointed. Let me tell you, they had already started taking some things down.
Oh, no.
Pulling something. And we went through like this really dark, I mean, where it was just dark. And I looked at Ron. I said, I don't remember what was here, but there was never a dark section.
Uh-uh.
And so really, I have ridden Fire in the Hole for the last time before this trip.
RIP, Fire in the Hole. Yeah. The OG Fire in the Hole.
Yep.
You know, that's what, things don't stay the same. We just gotta move along with the times.
That's right.
I guess. I don't know.
I bought the t-shirt.
Oh, awesome.
Last ride.
Oh, you know. That's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. Bought the t-shirt.
Oh, nice. Bought the t-shirt, did the thing.
Did the thing, said the goodbyes. And, you know, and ironically, so my friend Beverly from here and her whole family, they were there. I probably spent more time with Beverly at Silver Dollar City than I have in weeks here. Nice. You know, I mean, so.
Yeah, cool.
And then we have friends from Tupelo that were there.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So it was just, you know, crazy.
It was like a little reunion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's so fun. And, oh, I love it.
So let's see. What all did we?
Did you have an apple dumpling?
I did not have an apple dumpling.
It's fall. You didn't even have an apple dumpling?
Well, I made them so much here. And, you know, I did. Here's the one thing that I thought I would try was the maple bacon funnel cake.
They have a maple there?
Yep.
It was terrible. Too much. It's too much for me. You know me and funnel cakes. I have a love hate.
I know,
relationship
but
with
I like a couple of bites of them. But yeah, the whole thing. I just thought this was. I just didn't like it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was too much.
Did you get the succotash?
Yes, I did.
Of course, that's always a good one.
I did get that. Okay. What else did I?
It wasn't Christmas yet. It was still pumpkin harvest.
It's still pumpkin harvest festival. Okay. Yeah, everything still.
I love that.
But Beverly and I have decided we are going to go back in November, early November.
Oh, good.
So that, you know, we can see the lights without.
Excellent.
Hopefully without all the crowds. But, you know, this is harvest festival and there are pumpkins all over the city. Everything's lit up. And they've got a big pumpkin party for the kid, dance party. Yep. For the kids down there, and it's really, you know, Silver Dollar City does things really well.
They do, and there's so much to do and see. Yeah. That's why it's such a great family, like multi-generational family place to go, because you literally, I mean, I remember going as a kid with my mom and dad and my grandparents, and like we all had a great time. I'm not, like I said, again, not a huge ride rider. I was more at the time, like all the little you know, all the little stuff for sure. And all the fun things like that. I did love to ride rides, just not the roller coasters, but there's all of that. But like, even when you've got littler kids, like you said, you know, and there's a lot of strollers and it's a lot to do, but there's, especially at Christmas or like now when there's all kinds of pumpkins and you can go get taffy and you can watch the candy maker and you can like, there's lots for them to do.
Yeah.
And I think now they definitely have more like play areas for the younger kids and the grandparents love it. You know?
Well, there's all the craftsmen. I mean, there's something for every age group.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You have the craftsmen and you do have, you know, a lot of shows, which I would have never done as a child, but now I enjoy.
No, but as an older person or as the grandparents, they would love to do that more. And it gave you a chance to sit and watch something and everyone can find something to do.
The potters and the glass blowers and it's, it's really good.
It's so fun. I haven't been for a little while. I need to get back down there, but life. Anyway.
I know. It's something. So we did that. But then, let's see, everybody that we knew then left by Tuesday. We did go see Esther at Sight and Sound. It was so good. Of course, I love the story of Esther. I love that whole thing.
Guys, all I want to say is I get a text from Duran. And he's saying that they're going to go see Esther and that Joni's going to have to settle down because he's afraid she's going to start yelling and heckling
String
Haman.
Him up.
She's going to yell, string him up to Haman when he comes out there. So
string him up.
That's the situation they were dealing with. Did you yell that or did you restrain yourself?
No, but I told the guy next to me, I said, listen, when Haman comes out, we're yelling, string him up. And they just started laughing.
Anyway, so it was I'm sure it was a great production. I mean, I can't imagine.
Sight and Sound does it so, they do so, so great.
Yeah, wow.
What
was the highlight of it?
Really good.
What was the highlight of the show? Do you like?
Oh, gosh. You should have given me some time to think about that.
No, I don't do that.
I don't know.
I don't know, like a scene that just sort of particularly stuck out that you were like, they thought they did really cool or... Kind of made you get emotional.
I just know toward the end was very emotional. I mean, it was very, because they are very clear of, you know, God comes through, you know, in the unexpected. But I will say when Haman came out, they made him look like the devil. I mean, you know, I mean, just he had this black pointed beard.
Of course.
Everything was red and angry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did a real, really good job portraying him as evil.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then you also went and saw your people.
I went to my people, the Irish dancers and the Celtic women.
That must have been really good. Wait, the Celtic women singers?
Yeah.
That group that the really, you're making a funny face. Okay.
Well, okay. I saw them years ago with mom. I don't know. I made a trip with mom. It was outstanding.
Uh-huh.
But I think COVID has ruined a lot of things.
Oh.
And this was not the best show.
Oh.
That I have seen that they have done. And they were not all the Irish people that used to be there. And it was much smaller. There were only like four or five of them. And I don't know. It just
of the dancers, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It had just gone down. Anyway, and then, of course, there were a lot of groups there. And there was a man or a woman, somebody sitting behind me that obviously had on a very wet adult diaper.
Oh, Lord.
And the smell was about to knock me out.
That was another text she sent me. I get to hear all the, listen, I'm so sorry that.
It was a little overwhelming. I will say that. All right. I will say it was it was a bit intense.
Yeah,
that did you in. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it was good. I don't want to say it wasn't good. It just was. It was not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. How was that? It was good. So, anyway, so there's that. We saw the Irish, people.
Mm-hmm.
And people. Mm-hmm. Then we went back. Really, we just kind of crashed Wednesday afternoon,
which
is what
great.
I needed. I mean, I really
awesome.
Needed to just stop for a little bit. And we had a beautiful view from our balcony and overlooked, you know, a lake and had all the Ozark mountains there, bluffs. And so it was just really, really nice. And Thursday night, we went down to Flat Creek, which is a restaurant down in Cape Fear, which is, you know, just a roller coaster itself, that road. And, but Walt, one of the pickers, sings there on Thursday nights.
Oh, really?
And the restaurant's fantastic. I mean, they have really great food, services outstanding, but it was so much fun. I mean, it was just laid back and everybody, it was Walt singing and it was like a...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
How come we hadn't been there before?
We didn't know about it until he told us.
I guess not.
Yeah. We went there with Caleb and John Garrett one year when he was there. He told us he was singing
out. That sounds really amazing. Kind of just a chill out.
I looked at Ron. I said, I feel like this is what an Irish pub is. You know, just everybody singing along and dancing. You know, I mean, it just was fun. It was just a really, really fun atmosphere.
Well, and that's what it's really interesting because anytime I've gone to, there's such a connection. What's the right word? Again, words are hard. I guess maybe sociologically or culturally, for sure. There's such a connection between, you can throw Appalachia, you can throw Ozark, I'll use the word hillbilly culture, which people are not offended by anymore, but the settlers that settled in those areas were a lot of Scotch Irish.
Right.
And when you go, it's so interesting, the connection, like even the whole silver, like you said, the storytelling and the songs and like in Scotland, they have Ceilidhs all the time, you know, maybe in Ireland too, similar kind of thing where people are just playing and anyone can come up and play. And then there's dancing and it's very much a part of that culture. And it really has, you see that in Ozark culture still. There's jamborees at different like post offices and stores and churches, you know, all throughout the months. And it's kind of a similar, and like you said, it's that laid back, anyone can come, you know, you just enjoy, everyone's having a good time. It kind of comes from that, I think. So that's very cool.
It was fun. And we had cowboy coffee at the cowboy place. And there was a girl from Kansas City and who makes jellies and jams. And I mean, they were really good. I mean, she makes her own, like, she does some mixes and different things. And it was really good.
So, oh, that's awesome.
I might have bought some.
You know you did. Now use it. Remember your last.
I know. I did. As a matter of fact, I thought about that as I'm carrying it out of the park. I was like, okay, Joni, you said use it. You got to use it.
That's right. You were going to put that right on your biscuit when you next weekend or whenever. Yep. So that's awesome. What a way. You had such a beautiful weather week. I mean, I don't know if
it was fantastic.
It was just fantastic. Finally, fall is here and it is just, so nice. I'm freezing my entire family and I'm sorry, but I don't care. What else do you, I wanted to just kind of, I've had this in my head for a couple weeks. I wanted to do a little music highlight corner about an artist that I just forget about. And all of a sudden she's on my fall playlist some. So it came back to my mind. You remember Mary Chapin Carpenter?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she is underrated. Like, she's really good.
Yeah.
I really like her. Now, I tend to like her, probably her later, like, slower stuff now than, because she got really famous. She was actually kind of an indie singer. And I really didn't know this, but I was looking at Spotify at something of hers. And she, in like DC, she that's where she got her start singing gigs. But anyway, and then she got really big in the early 90s in country with Twist and Shout, Come On and Kiss, something about kissing. Come On and Kiss Me, Kiss something. I don't even know. A couple big, but kind of good kind of dance hall, kind of really fun music. But she also kind of has done some more, gotten back to some more indie stuff. Her album, Come On, Come On, it's so good. Her voice is so good.
Yeah.
It's like low. She has a very low female register. Mm-hmm. And then one of her songs that made me really, I haven't listened to her whole, I guess it's on actually a Christmas. It's like Come Darkness, Come Light is a name of a Christmas type of album that she did a few years back. Yeah. And I haven't listened to the whole thing.
I haven't heard her Christmas album. I'll have to go check that one out.
It's on Spotify for sure. But one of the songs on there I have on my autumn playlist, because she has a song, a Thanksgiving song. It's just called The Thanksgiving Song. And you have to go listen to it. You will love it. It's all about family gathered around the table, cousins, sisters, mother. It's so good. You're going to love it.
Okay.
So go listen to Mary Chapin Carpenter Thanksgiving Song and whatever. But that was just a little blast from the past. I was like, I forget about her.
I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
I have started listening to, as soon as it got called, right back to that Sweater Weather instrumental on Spotify.
It's one of my all-time favorites. I can't stop.
Yeah.
It always hits the spot.
Yep. It does.
Oh, look at us. Sweater Weather. Yeah. You have on here something about cold water therapy, and I don't like it.
Cold water therapy.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to do it.
You're going to do it. Are you still coming down here in November, by the way?
Yes, okay. I am. So you were like, I'm going to Silver Dollar City sometime. I'm like, well, you're not going.
No, November 4th, right? Okay. You're coming down.
Yes.
But Tim's going hunting, right?
He's actually going the next weekend. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay.
I'm doing what I want. So, he does what he wants.
Okay. Ron and I are right now, the pool's still open.
Oh.
And we are discussing leaving the pool open because we are reading all the benefits of cold water therapy. And every night, I'm going to tell you, we've been going in before we go to bed. We've been going and getting in the pool and, you know, so far swimming a lap or two. Now, I will tell you, I haven't been in since we got back from Silver Dollar City, which is when it's really gotten cold.
It's cold,
but I mean, you're supposed to like get in. You're not supposed to stay in there no longer than 15 minutes. But there are a lot of health benefits to cold water therapy.
There are. And I know, but it sounds horrible.
So we're going to see how it goes. I don't know. We're going to try this and
What happened to you were going to heat the pool? That last I heard was you were going to heat it and leave it open.
I don't know. Now we're doing cold water therapy.
Now you all
are. So we'll see.
I don't like it. I'm not getting in it. I'm not getting in it in the cold. Sorry.
Yeah. People are crazy. You have to dip in.
No, I
don't have to. It'll put you in a better mood.
How dare you?
That's one of the benefits. It's supposed to.
How dare you? Maybe I like my mood.
Anyway, yeah, cold water therapy. I don't know. I'm just really starting to research it and read about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for you. People do it at the shower too, like cold showers.
Yep. It's supposed to help inflammation. It's supposed to help your circulation. Again, being in a better mood, you know, it helps your mood. And what else? I don't know. But again, if any of you have tried it and are on board with this, send us an email because I want to know. I want to see what's what.
Yeah. I was just seeing somebody on Instagram just this week who posted her husband. They got one of those big rubber, like a tub, like a 100-gallon kind of a outdoor tub thing. And he's doing it and getting in there every night. And then they just kind of cover it and they put some, I don't know, some kind of light thing to keep the bacteria from growing. And I'm like, I know it's good. I know it's supposed to be good, but maybe if I'm having a hot flash, maybe if you catch me at the right moment,
I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
Then I might do it. I might do it. Okay. We'll think about that. No, I'm not doing it. Anyway,
I'm going to push you in.
Oh my gosh. I would probably die. You can suck that water in and choke and die. Y'all heard it here. If you hear that I'm dead, I drown in her pool.
You really can have a heart attack. You're not like supposed to like go from hot to cold. So I don't know. We'll see.
You're trying to kill me. I hope a bat comes and swoops down and lands on your head.
I've learned the bats only come like at dusk.
Yep.
When it's starting. And then once it's dark, they don't come back anymore. So I have been night swimming, but I've also tried to face my fear from bats and just stay in there.
Look at you. That's just.
They are evil. They are evil, evil creatures.
Well, they're not. I mean,
They're actually not. They dive on my head.
They do. They're kind of erratic, crazy flyers. So they do sort of like dive bomb and flap at you. But imagine if we didn't have them. Imagine how many bugs. I know, imagine I know. How many mosquitoes. We would know, just absolutely die.
One hit Caleb in the face. It was swooping and he jumped in. And it smacked him right in the face.
Right, because they're very good about not hitting you because they can sense you with their little.
Yeah, well, that was a perfect storm, and it smacked him right in the face.
That's great.
I would have died.
You would have died. You would have had a heart attack, and then
I would have. That would have been the end of me.
Oh my goodness! Oh, I can't. I can't even. Okay, well, that's all I really have. Do you have anything else that's super exciting?
I don't have any. There's nothing exciting.
Yeah.
I'm back to school one day, and I'm already overwhelmed.
I'm sure. It's hard when,
Well, here's the thing. So I have to plan things out like 2 weeks in advance. And I've got, you know, we've got this luncheon and this dinner, and we've got, you know, to this harvest festival, and we've got this. So, I mean, I've got all these things. Yeah. And then I get back to school, and I get an email of, oh, we have a speaker coming on Thursday. Oh, you have to meet with the superintendent on Wednesday. I'm like, that's when I take things to the church.
Right.
Thursday, we have a luncheon here. I can't lose half my class to a speaker.
Yeah.
You know, they just start throwing all these things at me. And I'm like, dude, nobody asked me what I have to get done in my day here before y'all start throwing all these last minute deals at me. I can't do it.
And you're trying to plan, you know, you have to plan it out ahead of time. You've got to get, you know, so that would drive me crazy. Yeah. Well, you'll get it done. You'll figure it out. Just, you know, throw some cookies at them. They'll be fine. You know?
Yep.
Okay. What is your recipe this week for us, please?
I am going to give you a chili cheese ball.
Another cheese ball.
Oh, I know. Another cheese ball. Well, it's not a dough ball. This is a cheese ball.
Oh, I'm excited.
I know, and I'm doing a lot of kind of appetizers, but this is when you're having like all these holiday parties, and you've got tailgates and you've got all that. So
yep.
Anyway, this is a great one. It is 8 ounces of cream cheese and then 8 ounces. I'd like to use an extra sharp cheddar cheese. I use the Cracker Barrel extra sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you shred it yourself. Don't mm-hmm. buy pre-shredded mm-hmm. if you can help it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to shred that and you need a cup of chopped pecans. And you can put, the recipe calls for 2 tablespoons of minced onions. Sometimes I don't put that in there. It just depends. So that's, you know, up to you.
And use the, so it calls for the fresh, but can you use the
You can use dry? The dry.
Yeah, like if you yeah. were really in a pinch, maybe just yep. throw that in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
okay. Yep.
And then a clove of garlic minced, a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. And you were going to take all that and mush it up together. That's my
mush
word.
It, mush it up.
Mush it up.
I like now, mushing it up.
Mush it. Mush it. Mush now, it. Here's what you're going to do. You can make it into a ball. You can make it into a log. I feel mm. like Dr. Seuss all of a sudden. Or you can shape it into a football.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you mix up chili powder and paprika and salt
mm-hmm.
and mix that together. And you're going to roll your chili ball in that. And so it has that nice football color to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, and then take, and then you can take, well, I mean, like, mozzarella cheese
oh,
or
yeah, yeah,
Parmesan
yeah.
cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Like your stitching there.
Oh, you know what you could use? You could use, get a thing of string cheese so it'll peel off in like little like
oh, yeah,
strips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. just mozzarella and you could make your little laces on your little
laces.
Football.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We had a yeah. pumpkin buffalo dip last time and now we've mm-hmm. got a football chili cheese ball. I mean, I'm always so hungry when you talk on here. It's
so
like, oh my
gosh. The logs, but if you roll it into a log,
mm-hmm.
when you slice it, it, I mean, it's round like mm-hmm. the size of your cracker, you know, so it fits
oh,
perfectly
yeah, yeah, yeah.
on a cracker
yeah.
or it'll scoop, you know, like a cheese ball. But I'm just saying, if you want to make it mm-hmm. into like a football shape and use your little mozzarella strings, you can.
That's a really great idea. I know something that we always, with our, there's a cheese ball that we make sometimes at the, Christmas holidays. And, you could do the same with this too. If you happen to have leftovers, you know, probably won't because everyone will eat it up, but you can just re-roll that back into a ball. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to,
right.
if you've got a couple, you can take a ball and kind of re-roll it. And the one we have, like we roll it in, chopped pecans and like parsley mm-hmm. and then you just kind of re-roll it and you've got a new, like a little ball. So it's, yeah. So, I mean, I doubt you'll have leftovers because it sounds so good that they're going to eat it up, but you know, you can always kind of reshape it for the next event, the next yeah. night or something like
so,
that.
Yeah. So. Wes the Pest sent me an email today and said, hey, my wife wants to know if you'll make your signature cheese ball. And I went, what's my signature cheese ball? Yeah. So evidently it's this chili cheese.
Okay.
So this is now my signature.
This is the famous Joni cheese mm-hmm. ball. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Hey, I have a funny story though. That made me think okay. when you were saying a clove of garlic in it. When we were early married, our first year being married, Tim and I, and we lived in our little apartment. Anyway, I came home. I worked retail somewhere anyway, and I came home and he, I guess it was probably Saturday. Anyway, he was cooking. He likes to cook. He's mm-hmm. a very good cook. And he was cooking, I want to say it was like Italian. It was like an Italian lasagna. I want to say it was lasagna. Anyway, mm-hmm. whatever it was Italian. And he had been slaving away at it. And I was like, man, it smells garlicky in here, you know? And I love garlic. Like that, I was like, wow, you know, that's some garlic. And he was like, I know. He said, it called for a whole clove. And I looked at him and I went, I said, baby, how big, what's a clove? And he picked up the whole bulb of the other bulb of garlic. That boy put a whole. We ate it. It was good because garlic really will cook down. Like it wasn't, you know, but it was so funny. He's like, I know it needed a whole clove. I'm like, honey, how big is a clove, sweetie? And he mm-hmm. fills up this whole bulb. I'm like, oh, Lord.
That's a lesson I teach in culinary. This is a bulb. This is a clove.
He was so funny. He was like, yeah, I called for a whole clove. I'm like, oh dear.
Gosh.
So
that's hilarious.
Early married fun, you know, y'all got to learn. So, are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. This week, I just have a couple of random things. So first thing is I was able to, on Saturday, go back to my happy place, which is the antique malls here in town. I just love to go look. But anyway, I went to my favorite one, the Green Shag Market, and then I went up to the Hill, Antiques on the Hill. But anyway, there was a big event at the Green Shag. They were having a big sale and the outdoor market, so it was like crazy town. Anyway, that's where I ran into. I did see Nathan Head, our friends, the Heads, Nathan and Victor and Becky Head, and I got to visit with them, which was fun. But I just was able to find, I was looking for a table. I was looking for a certain size table, and I didn't find one there, but I got a pair of really pretty brass candlesticks. And I know most of you maybe already have, that's not something my family has had. A lot of, we tended to do a little more modern, I don't know, just not a lot of that, like silver or different things like that. So, I've just had a hankering for a couple of just really pretty brass candlesticks. So I found a pair. They have a ton. If you want brass anything, go to an antique mall.
Did you get the shiny brass or like a matte brass?
It's not super shiny.
Okay.
It's real brass. Yeah. So yeah, it's, right. It's kind of still shiny, but it's that pretty dull.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty. And I got some black at Target. I got some, they had some candles that were, they're black and they're like twisted, like taper candles. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put those in there, I think.
Could be pretty.
I don't even know. So that made me very happy. The second thing.
What was your first one? Was it the market or was it the candle?
Oh, it was the candlesticks. It was the candlesticks. But I mean, and always just, I'd been weeks since I'd been able to go to my little antique places, so I was so happy.
Okay.
It was the brass candle holders, sticks. Number two is, this is just really riveting news, but I have a new dental floss that I like.
Okay.
I mean, you would think.
It's the small things.
Honestly, it is. Because you're like, dental floss, like how many kinds of, you know, floss can we be dealing with here? And I've always used the real thin, like Glide, because I have a couple spots that are a little tight, but not as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like to set stuff would glide through your teeth better. But I, of course, saw an Instagram ad, which is where I lately seem to be getting everything. You've maybe seen it for the Coco Floss. I don't know if you've seen Coco Floss.
I have not seen Coco Floss.
Okay, COCO Floss. And it's these two, I want to say they're sisters, and they came up with this new kind of dental floss, and it's made out of, I think it must be made out of like coconut.
Okay, right, yeah.
Whatever, fiber things.
Okay.
And it's just like, so it's like a bunch of string. It's scrubby. I don't know how else to say it. It's kind of scrubby. Hmm. Like you can feel it. And I'm telling you what, that floss, I thought I was flossing before.
Get your teeth clean. Yeah. Okay.
This stuff will really take care of business in your teeth. It kind of shreds. Like if you have any, like there's one or two teeth, like one spot, I really can't use it because it's too tight. So I can kind of, anyway, you know how you can do. So I can use my other one. But I'm telling you what, it is scrubby. You can feel like baking soda kind of, I don't know what all.
Okay.
And it's very good and it's very enjoyable. So get you some Coco Floss. The last thing, my third in my top three this week, I could not be more excited about, is that the show Moonlighting from the 80s, did you watch Moonlighting?
A little bit, not much.
I was obsessed with it, with Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis, of course. Uh-huh. And it's a detective agency and it's the 80s, is on Hulu. It's on Hulu. And I just started watching it. I'm so excited. Their chemistry was so cute. Like, it's Bruce Willis, you guys. It's young Bruce Willis. Bless his heart. Now he's struggling. In fact, that might have been his first. I think that was his breakout thing.
Yeah.
And it's Cybill Shepherd, And she is a model, which in real life, she was a model. In real life, like Sybil Shepherd started as a model. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the show, she's a model. And her, and like the very first, I'm just watching the very first one still. She, I'd forgotten, her accountant stole all her money. So she's going through all these businesses that she had been invested in, just didn't know, and comes across this detective agency, blah, blah, blah. Bruce Willis, of course, is the runs it. They get thrown together, and then hence all the different seasons of them being detectives and funny and witty. And I mean, beautiful 80s clothes, because let's, you know, kind of like Heart to Heart. Like, it was so fun to watch.
Right. Yeah.
Because they dress. I mean, the 80s had some rough things, but they had some.
They were classy.
Oh, my goodness. Listen,
I got a story for you. Speaking of clothing and classy, mm-hmm. I was on a little trip with some senior citizen teenagers, is what they called them. Teenagers, little church thing. I don't know why I was there, but I was there. And there were these ladies, and I think they went shopping or whatever. And one lady, they started talking about how they always wore their heels and their dresses and their skirts and their hats and purses matching. And mm-hmm. you didn't ever go shopping in like flat shoes. You wore our heels.
We wore those pumps.
And
those
pumps. So they were talking, they were, you know, reminiscing about all this. And one woman looked off, you know, just, you could see her mind. She was right back there. And she went, oh, we were so classy. And another lady leaned over to me and she looked at me. She went, we were idiots.
We were total idiots.
Stomping around, clumping around in those heels.
And, you know, nobody, it's so funny because literally, and I know every generation, you know, it all turns back around and over as we go through the cycles. But it's so funny to think back on that.
Yeah.
Because we never, it would have never occurred to us. Now, we were teenager. I definitely didn't like go to the mall wearing pumps like that. It wasn't, we definitely had our jeans and our tennies and stuff like that. It's not like we were always, but I mean, the women like that, or if you were going to
Goldsmiths in Memphis, you were dressed and riding an airplane.
Riding in an airplane, that's the biggest one that gets me every time. And I tell my kids this and they're like, they look at me literally like I have three heads. They're like, and why did you guys do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why I had to wear hose and a little skirt suit and heels on the airplane.
But we did.
I don't know.
But we did.
But we did. But we did. I mean, I think part of it was, it was special. Like, of course, back then it was kind of a special thing. Now you didn't just go flying everywhere. And when you did, you know, I guess you just dressed up, and flying, everyone used to dress up, you know, more when it first came out. But even like you were saying, going to the, like Tim's mom will talk about when she grew up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And, you know, when they'd come up to St. Louis, when her mom and she would drive up here to do their shopping, absolutely. I mean, they'd stay at the Frontenac Hilton and go to Plaza Front, like, and of course, because they lived far away, they wanted to, you know, needed to spend the night, but they would dress, and it was the same thing, like the gloves, the whole situation. And I don't know, I'm not mad that we don't do it anymore, because the thought of having to do all that, I can barely get it. I want to go and pick up my groceries that they're bringing to my car in the parking lot because I've ordered them. That's where we are now. Yeah. So I don't want to put on any special.
I don't want to wear, I can't tell you the last time I wore pantyhose. And
me neither.
Don't want to wear pantyhose.
Ever want to wear those again. I'll wear some stretchy, nice, thick, soft tights if needed. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want to put, we wore so many pantyhose, y'all. Oh, why did we wear so much pantyhose?
Make and the your suntan. Legs look lovely. And suntan, yes. Oh, gosh, they were tan. Yeah, and the number of runs and fingernail polish that I put
and
on them.
They were uncomfortable and they'd fall down. And it's why women don't rule the world. I'm telling you right now, we don't rule the world because we're too busy putting on our pantyhose and things and waiting in line in bathrooms. The men have just taken off because they don't got to do all that.
That's right. That's right.
That's all I have to say.
Well, we have talked long enough for these people. So
probably too long.
Probably. We should exit out of here, Snoop Dogg.
I love being Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. That's your
I'm
going to
call you Doughball.
Okay.
That's your new thing. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again and letting us just chit chat with you and get caught up. Hope you again are having a great week as we're getting through October. And we'll have more to come. We probably have some Thanksgiving stuff in the next, few weeks. We probably ought to talk about that a little bit. But that's all we have for now. So goodbye, Doughball.
See you, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dog Dog.
I love that I'm Snoop Dogg. That makes me very happy. I have no problem with that. Okay, talk.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, here we go. It's on my end. Okay. It was on my end.
Okay, good. Because John Garrett's been home and I thought, dear Lord, what's he done to my computer here?
It was me. My dials were crazy. That sounds about right.
Sounds like my everyday.